Hello and welcome to The Word, bringing you the good news of Jesus Christ every day from the order of preachers around the world. Today, from the United States, we have Sister Honora Werner. Sister Honora is semi-retired, but still preaches occasionally at retreat houses and local parishes. She's a member of the Caldwell Dominicans, and her preaching today is entitled, A Disciple's Pattern.
A reading from the book of Joshua. Joshua gathered together all the tribes of Israel at Shechem and addressed them, saying, Fear the Lord and serve him completely and sincerely. Cast out the gods your fathers served beyond the river and in Egypt, and serve the Lord. If it does not please you to serve the Lord, decide today whom you will serve, the gods of your fathers they served beyond the river, or the gods of the Amorites in whose country you are dwelling. As for me and my household, we will serve the Lord. But the people answered, Far be it from us to forsake the Lord for the service of other gods. For it was the Lord our God who brought us up out of us and our fathers up out of the land of Egypt, out of a state of slavery. He performed those great miracles before our very eyes and protected us along our entire journey and among all the peoples through whom we passed. At our approach, the Lord drove out all the peoples, including the Amorites who dwell in the land. Therefore, we also will serve the Lord, for he is our God. Joshua, in turn, said to the people, You may not be able to serve the Lord, for he is a holy God. He is a jealous God who will not forgive your transgressions or your sins. If after the good he has done for you, you forsake the Lord and serve strange gods, he will do evil to you and destroy you. But the people answered Joshua, We will still serve the Lord. Joshua therefore said to the people, You are your own witnesses that you have chosen to serve the Lord. And they replied, We are indeed. Joshua continued, Now therefore, put away the strange gods that are among you and turn your hearts to the Lord, the God of Israel. Then the people promised Joshua, We will serve the Lord our God and obey his voice. Joshua made a covenant with the people that day and made statutes and ordinances for them at Shechem, which he recorded in the book of the law of God. Then he took a large stone and set it up there under the oak that was in the sanctuary of the Lord. And Joshua said to all the people, This stone shall be our witness, for it has heard all the words which the Lord spoke to us, and it shall be a witness against you, should you wish to deny your God. Then Joshua dismissed the people, each to his own heritage. After these events, Joshua, son of Nun, servant of the Lord, died at the age of 110. The word of the Lord. Today, we find the Hebrew community at Shechem, a sacred place in their tradition. There, Abraham had made a covenant with God, and later Jacob consecrated it again. So we realize that this is serious business. Joshua, as a good leader, shows the people good example. Then he asks if they will be faithful, and he reminds them of the consequences for infidelity. He's like a good parent, asking for obedience and reminding the child of the consequences of disobedience. The Israelites proclaim their fidelity, their undying fidelity to God, And then Joshua asks them again, using the same pattern, be faithful or else. This is not a threat so much as a reminder of real consequences. He's questioning their ability to be faithful, and they shout their response, their promise. So he tells them to get rid of the false gods they have in and among their belongings and focus on God. They say they will. So Joshua sets up a shrine to commemorate their vow. And off they go into the promised land. But we know their story, don't we? Promise, temptation, failure, repentance, and promise again. Over and over it goes. We know, we remember this, because it's our story too. So like children who say, honest mom, I'll do it. Sure, Dad, I promise. And then, whoops, there we go. It's the pattern of a disciple. But Jesus, who wants our fidelity, advises us to put away the idols we have. They're hidden among our things in our lives. Put them away and focus on God. Jesus, the one who really knows the Father, says, let the children come to me. I'll take care of them, failures and all. And as John reminds us, we're all God's children. So, promise? Yes, of course. Try to be faithful? Sure. But when we fail, we run to Jesus, who will hold us, forgive us, heal us, and set us on our way once more. But we don't go alone. He is with us all the way.